Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Roszewski. Today is Wednesday, December 10th, 2025, and happy Dewey Decimal System Day. Today is the birthday of Melville Dewey, who decided to reorganize the Amherst College Library, and, as they say, the rest is history. Before we look at some headlines, let's look to the week ahead. First, something cool in Wisconsin. Reedsburg will be having its 15th annual Downtown Reedsburg Living Windows. It'll be on Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. Costume performers bring the downtown storefronts to life, acting out stories with this year's theme, Christmas Past, Present, and Future. Also this weekend, and based on cold weather forecasts, seems a perfect fit to observe National Cocoa Day on Saturday. However you celebrate this weekend, please celebrate responsibly. This week, we look at the surprising lengths Milwaukee goes to tax its residents, look at an idea that can either be for your New Year's resolutions or a gift for the person that has everything and is impossible to buy for. We'll also look at the surprising level of financial ignorance from multiple government officials throughout the state, and we'll wrap it up with a quote from a POTUS, a president of the United States, that wrote his own epitaph and on his gravestone specifically didn't mention his service as president. Place your bets on who it is, and in the meantime, let's jump into some news together. And let's start with a jump right into the deep end of how creative our local governments can be when it comes to generating tax revenue. We know that all too well because of how we eliminated the transportation utility fee from popping up all across Wisconsin. Well, we turn to the city of Milwaukee, and I won't judge. This is just a look at the numbers and a breakdown of what this city has proposed for tax increases on the city's residential and commercial property taxpayers. Reminder, these already exist. These are just the ones that are getting increases. The solid waste fee in the city of Milwaukee will increase by 4% to almost $68 per residential unit per quarter. The snow and ice control fee will increase by 3.5% to $1.19 per square foot of street frontage. That's where you get charged just so they plow your streets. The sewer maintenance fee, that's going to increase by a couple cents per 100 cubic feet of water consumed. The stormwater fee, that's going to increase by $1.04. And last but not least, the street lighting fee. Yes, there's a street lighting fee in the city of Milwaukee, and that's going to increase from $1.08 to $1.12 per frontage foot. Per foot, they're charging you to light the street. Seriously, you can't make this stuff up. Now, on one hand, I appreciate the transparency of knowing what portion of taxes are going where. But the challenge is when Milwaukee's effective property tax rate is well documented as being way higher than the national average, and the fees are a breakdown of where the money is spent. It's not created to offset property tax burden as much as it's just piling on and adding to the burden. Once again, tax burden rolls downhill and lands right on the property taxpayer's doorstep. In other news, for those of you that are looking for some ideas on things to add to your New Year's resolution list, UW-Madison is offering a new short course in beekeeping. They'll host a 3-day program for beginner and intermediate beekeepers interested in building or growing a successful beekeeping business. Everything from bee biology, disease management, and year-round hive care to marketing, supply chain access, insurance, liability, and regulations for the sale of honeybee and non-honeybee products. If your calendar's looking light in February, you might consider it. Search it up, or if you want, drop me a line at the office. I'll fill you on who, what, where, when, how, and why, and what the buzz is around the program. And yes, of course the pun was intended. In other news, here's one, another one, from the You Can't Make This Stuff Up file. Environmental groups have filed a lawsuit to stop the, quote, fast-tracking of the connection of new power plants to the energy grid. The groups are arguing that the fast-tracking, quote, prioritizes fossil fuels over other projects, unquote. And this is their logic, which is directly from an NPR report. Another quote, although the first round was evenly split between gas and renewable projects, Gallagher said natural gas will contribute far more megawatts to the grid than renewables, unquote. Yeah, I think that's probably the point. Natural gas will drive energy availability because demand is going up like crazy and the power companies want to use the assets they can and keep up with the demand. So let me help them out with the logic. The fast tracking isn't encouraging more fossil fuel projects. The projects are already approved. It's simply getting them connected. If a kid gets a new bike, they're probably going to want to pump up the tires ASAP instead of letting the bike sit around with flat tires for a while and not get ridden. Come on, people. This stuff ain't that hard. In other news, another poll from the You Can't Make This Stuff Up file. The annual report on the Wisconsin State Crime Lab came out late last week. The lab received fewer requests than last year for forensic analysis, but the time it took to process the requests went up, is one of the main findings in the report. DNA and toxicology analysis both took longer to process than last year. Critics are criticizing the Attorney General, Mr. Josh Call, for mismanaging the department. They'd probably find a way to do that no matter what was in the report. He said that turnaround times are longer because he asked for 19 additional positions in the state budget and received none. Here's our Attorney General, a quote, "We had a significant state surplus in the last budget, but there were no positions added for the labs. That was disappointing to see," unquote. No, Josh, what's disappointing is that someone with your level of education and intellect is asking to hire people with one-time dollars. Seriously, this is financial literacy 101 and makes completely no sense. And I don't know what it is about attorneys, but as an aside, I was talking with a lawmaker earlier this year who's a former mayor, and the city attorney proposed something similar. Add a staff attorney with some of their federal COVID money to help get caught up on backlog. And he had to explain the same thing. You can't use one-time dollars to make an ongoing commitment. And it makes you wonder how many times we had that kind of spending logic that happened across the state and how we should be in a better spot than we are. I feel like it's a reasonable question. Say, about the $2.3 billion that specifically got pumped into our K-12 schools. Not even talking about the over $1 billion that went to higher education just in Wisconsin. But shouldn't that have bought us a little bit more grace and a little bit more time? But it's interesting how right now we have exponentially more referenda than we had pre-COVID. Shouldn't they be further ahead instead of further behind? How about this? Let's switch gears a little bit. Some other numbers that might blow your mind. In 2024, the tax levy in Dane County grew by $108 million, over $100 million in 1 year, and still The county's 2026 budget cycle began with a $31 million structural deficit, even though it's in the top 100 counties for property tax burden in the entire nation. That sounds like a taxation problem, but no, it's actually probably more of a spending problem. And how many of these ongoing expenses are straining all these budgets because the one-time money is gone? It's a rhetorical question, but it's a reasonable question. I have no idea, but it always seems like the solution is that the taxpayer has to carry the burden for the decisions that they aren't making and have no power to correct. And finally, I give you a repeat quote from a regular contributor to our Founding Father quotes, POTUS number 3, Thomas Jefferson, who said, "Never spend your money before you've earned it." Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. The Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every ice-covered corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.